big wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's big wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Well, well, well. Look at us. Look at us. We're back, dolls. We're back digitally. Oh, my God. I miss doing this every week. I miss having our big wigs episodes.
I really miss it too. And it's been a long summer, and we're well into fall at this point. So we got to get back on. Okay.
Yeah. I want you guys to know, and we've gotten some messages. Where are you guys? What happened to you guys? Because you see, we're alive and well on social media. You see, right. I'm on the TikTok.
Right.
Don't stop. Andrea and I wanted to come on and say a couple updates. So basically, we have done, 200 episodes of this show for the past few years?
Over 200, over 2 years.
And yeah. It's gotten, and we do it all ourselves. We have not ever been on a network or had production, support that we are not paying for. So Right. Basically, and God bless Mike. Mike was so good to us in helping us, and we love Mike. And Mike will be back. He'll be on an episode soon.
Producer Mike.
But, I want you all to know, there comes a point where you're like, wait, I keep spending so much money and we're making $0. And we love doing this show, so that's why we've done it for so long. But
Anna's going to just tell all of the background. But yeah,
we can cut it out if you want. I think it's nice to be honest because I think people listen to these podcasts and they think you're making money. We've never made a cent, really. We've only been negative.
We've only been actually bleeding money, okay? It's like one of those houses. What is it called when your house broke? You just keep on putting, it's a money pit, okay?
Yeah.
No, but all podcasts start very slowly. You really have to work up towards doing a huge network, working with a huge network with ads and everything. So we're still working towards that, and we're happy to be back. And
we're not no one. I want to say, Dre, don't worry. We're being shopped around.
Yeah.
We're talking to some people. If you are a network listening, hey, honey, get in touch, because I think we have a sick fucking show. And we've kind of rebranded the version that we want to do a little bit. So we focus a little bit more on our impressions, because you guys seem to love when we whip those wigs out, doll.
You love it. You love to see it.
I thought it was fine. I want to be honest with people. It was expensive. And so here we are. We're recording remotely today, which we've done in the past. It's no big deal. And we just need you guys to all go and like, subscribe, maybe share your favorite episodes. We kind of need to show off that we're actually a great show. And so people want to put us on their network. And we're not desperate. We've had some offers, but we want to make sure it's the right fit. We want to make sure we're the right fit.
Yeah, definitely. And we know everybody has a podcast nowadays, and we really want to make our show a reflection of what we're working on. And that was the whole point of Big Wigs anyways, because you and I work together all the time on different people's shows, and that's what we want to make this show, more about the characters and the impressions and more interviews. But
yeah,
we're happy to be back. And we honestly just, even though we haven't landed on a network yet, we wanted to do this weekly because we're thinking, girl, the clock is ticking, the time is moving.
Time is moving.
Before, it's going to be January. 2026
is our year.
Yes, it is. And you know what? I thought 2020 was our year, but let's go for 2026.
2026 is my fucking year.
Yeah. Yeah. We took, you know what's funny? Yeah, 2020, I think everybody thought it was their year. And well, look where we are now. Okay. It's 2026, and that's going to be the year. Okay.
2026 is the year.
2025, collectively, I'm taking the note of the wind. I've taken the pulse of the universe, and I've heard a lot. The birds have been chirping.
But
2025 was the suckiest year ever.
It's almost done.
Thank God. Because I'm hanging on by a thread, Anna.
I'm sorry.
It's have almost you not, done. Have you been enjoying this year? I'm sorry. Have you?
Honestly, yeah. Thanks for asking. I give 2025 a B.
You give it a B?
A B, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Could have been better.
D- for me. D-.
Wow.
I didn't give it an F, but I gave it a D minus. All right.
You want to hear a song about a D minus?
Give it to me. And a 3 and a 2.
Thinking about the whole year, and it's gonna be a D minus. I got no boyfriend.
No. No, you know Luann's roster. If anybody's got a Luann made roster a thing. She put it on the map.
You know what I would love to do? I think people should just send me the titles of songs that they want Luann to sing.
It's like fan-made album. Yeah, no, she should do that. For her Christmas album, she should just have people send in.
I'm, like, nervous for us. Guys, Andrea and I are going to BravoCon.
What are you nervous about?
Wait, I'm nervous for how silly we're going to get. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, if I'm like, Teresa's been managing me.
She's really good. Go do this.
Keep singing. Keep singing.
Yes. No, it's going to be, you know what? That's going to finish off our year strong. Well, since you've had a B year, my D minus year, I need some excitement. I need some glam.
Listen, a B is not an A. It can always go up. Okay.
That's true. In school, though, I was always happy with a B. I got a B and I said, you know what? I'm going to take that. I'm going to take it to the bank. I'm going to take that B to the bank. I was really good at English, but history, chemistry, science.
B's. Oh, please. I got a D I go, my brain is like, what was that science? Physics.
Oh, physics. Yeah.
I was like, I can't with these like letters and equations. Like
that was chemistry though, even worse.
Also, why was physics a math or a science? Because to me, it was both.
Yeah, it kind of does fall into both categories. All around, it's just not for us.
Not for us. And my teacher, never forget, my brother's 2 years behind me in school, and Abraham, straight A student. And my brother comes home from school one day, and he goes, the teacher said to me, wait, you're Abraham Roisman? Like, you're Anna's brother? You're related to her? She got a D. Like,
what is
he couldn't
this?
Believe
Public
we
knowledge?
Were related, because my brother, straight A's, physics is like another language for him.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Our brains all develop differently, okay? Some of us are artsy. Some of us have different lobes developed.
Thank you.
So, whatever.
I think he once told me I did well in the school play, and I thought, well, yeah.
Exactly.
That's where I shine, bitch. Okay.
What is it? Your left brain is more creative if you're a left-sided brain?
I think right. Right? I don't know.
You're looking at me like I know. I just know that it's one side of the brain, and that's where I specialize in, that side of the brain.
Sure.
Anyway, so BravoCon is coming up. It's November. We'll see you guys there. This time around, it's in Las Vegas.
Oh, my God. And if you're going, you have to say hi to us. Like, you have to stop and say hi to us. Dre and I are going to be walking around like fucking boss ass bitches, sometimes as us, sometimes in costume. You never know who you're going to get.
You never know. If this is your first time going to BravoCon, prepare yourself. Okay. Drink your electrolytes. Eat your vitamins.
We're right brained, by the way. Sorry. I looked it up.
Good.
Left brain is physics.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. We're right brained it.
Sorry, you were telling everyone to drink a Gatorade so they survive BravoCon. Dre, I'm scared.
Yeah, have your tablets. Have your electrolyte tablets. No. It's a lot of walking. It's a big convention. This is the Super Bowl of reality TV world, okay? It's a lot of Bravo celebrities walking around. You have access to these people. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I said I was going, and Anna said, well, what the... We both need to be there. I said, absolutely.
Because, you know, we
you
got
be there.
The cruise we fucking nailed, right? We did a cruise together where we did stuff as us. We did stuff in character.
Yes.
Like, I think we, you know, we'll surprise people with some content. It's going to be a...
It's a content farm. This whole thing.
It is. And like you and me in Vegas is just like such a good backdrop.
Vegas is, well... I'm scared of Vegas, actually. Don't let me go off the rails, Anna.
Andre, I want you guys to know. We're getting a hotel room. And she's like, well, if we get two rooms, like, I don't want to... If I go out one night real late, I don't want to bother you. And I'm laughing because I'm like...
You know, that's like a real concern.
The fact that you just said that, though. I know, but you're already also like, I'm going to go out hard on at least a night.
Yeah.
Hard for me is like two drinks. And I'm like, woo! Whoa, Vegas.
That's what I'm worried about, because I'm going to be stumbling in after a couple after parties. And,
right,
and
then I'm going to hand you my phone and be like, film me as Kris Jenner going to the casinos.
Like, Girl, I'm hitting the slots and then I'm hitting a couple after parties, all right?
Oh, let's go. Let's go.
I'm forcing you to go to the nightclubs. I'm forcing you.
Clubs? I've never been to a nightclub. Vegas is where I start.
Yes, exactly. We're just going to start at the top. And that's what we're going to go to the Aria. We're going to hit all the top spots. You're going to be face down, ass up after a couple of shots.
We need to do, I think we should do a daily catch up of BravoCon stories, like on this podcast. You guys, if you want it.
You want like every day live.
Let's just do like, we'll do an exclusive 4 episodes of Big Wigs BravoCon.
BravoCon edition, all the craziest shit. We should actually just bring a microphone. We should be mic'd the whole time and just like release the audio. You know what? I'm hiring a
crew. You're
just
going to hear me peeing. I'm going to be like, my pee's too yellow. I need a water. No, literally. I'm scared in the way that I'm excited. Like the cruise, you know, when you do these kinds of like events, traveling to do content and stuff, it's a little daunting and overwhelming. You're like, where will I be? What will the sound be? Will I have light? Am I going to get the right stuff? Like, I think we kind of have to just go in like, it's going to be so fun. And then it will.
That's how I've always gone into just the BravoCons. You can't control a lot of the things that's happening because it's chaos. So we're going to go in and we're just going to do our best with the content. And it always ends up being great. It's entertaining no matter what.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Lisa Barlow loves me. I can't wait to see her.
Lisa Barlow, baby gorgeous. She's going to be there.
Hi, baby gorgeous.
She will definitely be. She's one of the most branded of all of the Bravo celebrities because she's got that Wendy sponsorship. Diet Coke. I mean, when you go into the mindset of
Taco Bell,
Taco Bell.
Easy. She really reaches for the stars. Those are like huge, huge companies.
Yeah. You know what I mean? What would be yours? What's like your three top if you're going to go in with the mindset like I want to work with these type of companies?
Great question. Three like huge brands?
Huge brands that like you in your first episode, they see you in your everyday life and you're already seeing dollar signs in your eyes because you're like, these companies are going to sponsor me at BravoCon or in general.
Starbucks.
Starbucks.
Okay. Honey, if there's a Starbucks in the vicinity, right, I will go every day.
Yeah. Anna's in Europe and she's stopping at the Starbucks for a venti.
Always. Starbucks. Sephora.
Big.
Let's be real.
Big.
Let's be real. Okay. If there's a Sephora, I've been there. I go to Sephora in every country. Yeah, you know I love that. I'm like, sure. Jared, we're in Paris. We gotta find Sephora. It's a landmark.
Sure.
I'm still in mourning over the closing of the Williamsburg Starbucks. It's really an issue. Every morning we wake up and I go. There is another one, but it's too Could far. It's not as close. I'm trying to think. I guess Starbucks, Sephora. In terms of like food and Domino's. Duh. You know I'm
Huge.
A Domino's girly.
Yeah. I was waiting for you to... You're such a foodie that I said, where's the food?
Domino's.
Good.
Like, I was thinking of, like, chains that have money to pay. You know what I mean? Like, the best brands that I... Who would your three be?
It's probably going to be... You know, I always say this one, but Boar's Head Meats.
Okay.
I really think that there's money in the meats. Okay. There's Girl? Always money in the banana stand. Yeah, the meats. And then okay. I'm going to probably say Chipotle. And
Good
then
one.
maybe a Charlotte Tilbury, maybe an Alice and Olivia.
Okay. Specific.
Yeah maybe it should just be one big
Sephora.
and the options are endless under that umbrella.
Every brand works with me now. Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to
say I'm Miss Sephora 2026, okay?
Miss Sephora, Miss Starbucks. Maybe I'll see your Sephora and I'll one up you with an Ulta.
Ulta.
Battle of the bands.
Oh my God. Could you imagine like Big Wigs by Ulta, Big Wigs by Sephora? Huge.
Girl, see, that's what I'm trying to do, okay?
Yeah. That's going
to
happen.
That's really what we're trying to make happen here. And it will happen. It just takes maybe 5 to 10 years. See, nobody sees the work in the background. Everybody just sees when you make it. It's the whole journey, though.
Can I tell you something, though? And we kind of talked about it yesterday. Like, I think we just, no matter what, need to just be true to ourselves. Like, I put my soup video out because, you know, I want to be this. I am the soup queen.
The soup
and
queen.
I miss doing it. I mean, I still make soups all the time. I just don't film them all the time.
Right.
And literally, it hit a follower of mine from years ago, and someone was like, oh my God, I remember your soups in the pandemic. And yeah. I remember you on HQ. And I was like, I guess they've never seen me what I do now. Like,
it's funny.
That's so funny.
What a different lane that you're in now. You know, HQ host, soups. She has range. At least
she's a multi-hyphenate.
Right, exactly. I was just trying to think of that word the other day. I had some type of podcast interview and I was racking my brain. I think I said multifaceted, but I meant multi-hyphenate.
Multi-hyphenate. Damn. Yeah.
Damn. That's what we're calling ourselves now, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm so happy to be back on the mic. I'm happy to be back on the mic.
Sweetie, you're always on the microphone.
I know. So, can I just say, Big Wigs 2026, we're going to do live shows. We're going to fucking cry. We have a great live show ready to go. Like, that's the thing. We got a taste of it last night. We got to talk about a live show we did last night.
Yeah, we do. Absolutely. Absolutely. We were at the Gramercy Theater with Amanda Hirsch, Not Skinny But Not Fat. One of the biggest shows. Sold out, sister.
Sold out in 10 minutes. Like, you know, like people were trying to like get tickets on like StubHub and shit. This was like an event to be had last night. And Amanda was so sweet. She was like, oh my God, you guys should come do Chris and Court because she loves the Kardashians.
Yeah.
As do we. And even though she did have the real Kardashians on her podcast, guess what? They weren't available for Gramercy.
I was going to say, she has access to the real family, which is crazy. But she got Wish.com, Walmart, Chris and Court.
But I think people like that on a live show.
It's like, so fun.
You know, we came out. We had great energy. We did a fun bit with her. Like, I had so much fun. And I was like, see, this is our live show. This is it.
Yes. And we have, like you said, we have done a live show already. So we're ready to go. Like, we've
done two.
We've did it. We did
for
it
for ourselves.
City Winery. Yeah. And totally different layouts. So it's ready to go. But let's talk about last night because it was so fun. Or two nights ago, whenever we decide to release.
It was so much fun. You know, it was fun to see Amanda like do a live show because she's never done it. And she's a podcaster. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was fun to see her like interact with like an audience and like get up there. Totally. We were such proud moms.
Love to see our doll on stage.
It was fun. She did like pop culture with Jared Freed, which was great. Shout out to Jared.
She had her whole family there. And on social, she's very open. Like, you know, she has her mom and her two sisters and they're all so close and they live. I think her sisters or one of them lives in her same apartment building. It's amazing. So they're always together. So it was just so nice to see the whole crew. And then she had, of course, Husb there.
The Husb.
We love. He was being so supportive. And yeah, it was just so cute. The green room was so fun. The spread, the food.
Branded by Breads. Hello. By Breads. Sponsored by Breads. Yeah.
Like, of course. She looked incredible. She had this black two-piece set, sparkles in the middle. She looked frozen. That means tiny. She was posh. She looked great. I mean, abs were snatched. It was so fun. And then we got to roast her a little bit as Chris and Court.
Yeah, and I liked our bit. We did 10 things that are not skinny but not fat.
People laughed the hardest, I think, at either Corey's dick or New Jersey.
Yeah, Jared was like, which did they laugh the hardest at? And I did say, Corey's dick got a big laugh.
It did.
I think Rob Kardashian did too, because we closed it out with Rob.
Yeah, you're right.
A good one.
You're right. You're right.
But not skinny, but not fat. Rob Kardashian.
Rob Kardashian.
They love Scott's stomach too.
Well, because he's on the GLPs.
Didn't he do a video the other day, Scott Disick?
Did you see that? It was a milk carton that hides your needle for the GLPs. it like disguises it. It's in its own little, it's a carrying case for your Ozempics.
I did not know that. That's so funny.
It was so funny.
I saw the video, but I don't think I watched it with sound. And I was like, is he walking around talking about Ozempic? Because there was like text, you know, but I was like, it's a GLP one.
Well, you know what's crazy is he's now getting into sketches and that should have been his thing all along. You know what
I mean?
He's
so funny.
Why has he not made his own production company and just come out with a bunch of sketches?
Oh my God, why don't we get Scott in a video of ours?
There we go. Here we go. We're really thinking now.
Let's go, Lord. We're ready for the Lord.
We're ready for the Lord.
Speaking of the Kardashians, new season is out. Are we going to watch?
Well, you know that you'll be holding me accountable. I'll be watching.
I'm going to watch tonight.
Rob is back and Caitlin's on this season. So I do think there's a draw there. And I'll be watching.
I think we should watch. What if we watch it together live on Instagram? Would that entice you to watch it?
Absolutely. You know what? The last time we did that was for Thanksgiving 2023.
The parade. You guys, Dre and I are out here just trying to fucking take over the Today Show, okay?
Seriously. Will somebody just give us a goddamn job like that? Because seriously, we're out there live streaming. Our moms are cooking in the background, trying to move past us. And we're just in the kitchen taking up space, drinking mimosas, live streaming the parade.
I can't wait to live stream from BravoCon at 3 a.m. when I'm like, I'm trying to sleep. And Andrea just got rolled in and she's fucking housing Chipotle in the corner and I can't handle it.
Anna, please capture footage of this. No, I swear to you, I need it. Unless I'm on another realm, don't. But no, do. You need to get the good footage.
All right, so Kardashians are out. We already have seen some spoilers from the first episode that Khloe hasn't had sex in 3 years. She said, and I'm happy about that.
A lot of people are taking this celibacy pact.
What do you mean? This is something people are like signing up for on Reddit or something?
It's just like the pregnancy pact, except you're celibate. Well, no, there was another girl that was with Rob James, The Bachelor. She's on The Bachelor, The Bachelorette.
Who?
She said that she's been celibate for a couple years as well. I don't know. There's been celibacy swirls, celibacy rumors. People are doing it. And Courtney's one, Khloe's one of them, I guess. But 3 years is kind of a long time. When do cobwebs start to form?
Yeah. It also, maybe it's just me oversharing right now, but I do think when you go a longer period of time, it hurts more when you get back in the game. At first, it hurts more.
I mean, I would assume anything. It's just like stretching. It's like working out. Once you get sore if you haven't done it for a while.
Yeah. I'm going to go with that.
But 3 years, I could see one. Because when you get out of a relationship and she's been burned so many times by these Tristan Trash Can Thompson, like these trash ass men, I would go for a year. Absolutely. But three?
Maybe like,
you know what?
She's made her announcement and now she's back like putting herself out there because she looks the best she's ever looked. Like Khloe looks fucking awesome.
Let me tell you. Yeah. You're right.
So she's just trying to find the right diamond in the rough, you know?
Yes. We're not wasting our time with loser stoozers.
Right. I don't think she's boozers. Like, I think she's like not in, she's like, I'm a mom. I look hot. I'm not in the mood to like hook up with just anyone. Like he's got to be worth it.
Yeah. Once you get to that point, that mind frame, you're not messing around with losers. Yeah. There's just no time for that. You're right. And she's a mom. I mean, I think about Kristen Cavallari and I just think, when do these people have time to date? Like, me thinking about that, like, it's hard, but you're a mom, you're doing stuff, you're a family girl, you've got crazy work schedule. I don't know when people find the time
to go on a date. Yeah.
And I don't know about this for real, but have you heard about Kat Stickler? She's the really big TikToker. She does really funny. Okay. She's been rumored to be dating
everyone.
Everybody. And everybody's thinking.
Didn't they say John Mayer?
John Mayer. Apparently she was seen on a date.
But then I saw her like hugging, like, embracing a guy who was not John Mayer. Like, absolutely. You just saw his head and you're like,
yeah. Because she soft launched him in her videos and I saw this guy. And so everybody was very confused because we're all thinking that she just soft launched this new boyfriend that she's had for a couple months. So, but again, this is all hearsay. We have no idea what's going on in Kat Stickler's love life. But she seems to have the time. I love the
idea of soft launching. I'm like, should I break up with Jared just so I could like go soft launch some new men? And people are like, who is Anna dating? She's launching so many people.
Please do. Soft launching is so interesting because you have to do it. You have to go about soft launching the right way. Okay. Because
we didn't have that in my day.
We didn't.
No,
we didn't. No, you know what you do? You post a picture with like, you can kind of tell it's a man's hand.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? The back of his corduroy shirt, just the back of him. And the people are like, who's that? You know?
You know what soft launching was for us back in the day? In a relationship on Facebook.
No, that's hard launching. That's a hard launch right there. What do you mean?
Well, I thought in a relationship or like not single, you know how you could take the status off?
Yeah.
That's a soft launch. And then when you're in a relationship with a tagged person,
that's a hard launch. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Remember poking? Oh, man. People used to flirt. Facebook was like a fuck site.
Seriously, the poke? Bring back
Facebook
the poke.
Facebook has gone from flirting, poking.
And now it's just your Aunt Martha who just says politically incorrect shit.
Yeah, that or obituaries for the following 17 people who died last week.
No, literally. And you know what else is the obituaries? Facebook Marketplace. You ever been on that? Don't go there. It's scary.
You know, I never fucked with Facebook Marketplace. Jared sold some of my stuff on there before. You know, we've sold a TV and whatnot.
But. No, it's useful. People buy stuff on there a lot. It's a wild side of Facebook. Facebook has many.
How it has fallen, like, corners. Down that hill.
I know.
But I'll say one thing. There is there's an algorithm for Facebook Reels, which are just Instagram Reels. So you can push your Reels, you know, from Instagram to Facebook or whatever. Right. And I think they're seen by other people there, which is strange because it is one.
Oh, it's a totally different audience is what you're saying.
It's like
Meta.
But like Meta lets you can push your reel to Threads. You can push your reel to Facebook, and like different audiences will see it, which is
completely.
So like it's not all lost.
No, if you have a whole new set of eyes on your stuff, which is great. We'll take it. If anybody's watching me, I'll take it.
If any of you listening to this podcast are a fan of mine from Facebook, God bless. I'm so glad you're here.
Found you, Anna. That's how they found Big Wigs. And
Facebook. We don't even have a Big Wigs Facebook page. If we did, fuck. Maybe we should.
Forget about it. Yeah, we really should. And update. Just upload all the oldies. The goodies, but the oldies.
Yeah, we could backlog. Backlog, honey. Backlog. 200 episodes.
Soft launch. Backlog.
Okay, so I know you don't watch any reality TV, but this is a big week
for
the Love Is Blind.
Yes, I do. I just don't watch the useless ones that are mindless entertainment.
Okay, that felt personal.
No, because
but I bet you half the listeners on this show right now, you guys all fucking watch Love Is Blind, right?
This season, tell me this season was just.
I'll tell you, this season was a mind fuck. Yeah. This season felt like let's go to the kooky club and find the most fucking weirdest fucking people we could put in one show. I don't think any of them will like each other, but let's try. And, you know, they faked it for a while. This season did feel a little performative. You know what I mean? It felt because a lot of these shows, you know how it is. A lot of these like competition, like dating show, like once you learn the format of the show, you know how to kind of work the system. You know what I mean? To do something after the show. This season, it felt like the wild fucking West. And it's funny because it's a show where like you have to like date or get engaged or whatever to like keep going. This season had the least amount of episodes because I'll tell you, none of these people make it.
Do you feel like that's a waste when there's no married couples or that's how an experiment goes? It's not always going to end up how you think.
I guess that's how an experiment goes. But I'll tell you, we're living through a time right now where love is probably not blind. I'm going to say that. Love is not blind.
You know, you see these people, they embrace and then they have their solo confessionals and they're just thinking, wow, I really didn't expect this. Like, I didn't expect them to look like this. Oh, well, but babes, it's because you were behind a wall.
Yeah. And you talk to this person for 12 hours. You have no social media, no phone. You talk to this person for 12 hours a day.
Right.
While you're drinking alcohol.
Right.
Of course you're going to fall in love. You're like delusional.
People say that we should go on this show. Let me tell you, I'd fall in love with everybody, okay?
I'd be like, you would. Andrea's so good at, like, making a new friend. She would. Even last night, we're going into the fucking theater to get, and they check your bags at the security stop. And she goes to the guy, you just keep smiling. Never stop smiling. That's a good smile. And I'm like, is she on a date? What is happening now? In 30 seconds, you fell in love.
I really did. He had an amazing smile. It was incredible.
And the other guy, you go, are you going to get me a drink? What's your name? And I was like, what? Get this girl out.
Listen, I'm like a feral raccoon. Okay. Get this feral cat. Spay her ass. Cut the tubes.
This is like you and me, though, in public where I'll be like, okay, here's my bag and here's my wallet. I have to go. You know, like I'm business in public.
You're
I don't
so
talk.
Business.
Once in a while, I'll make a new friend, but you know. What did you say? You said you had a sign on your head today. People keep talking to you.
No, we're not done talking about Love Is Blind, though.
Oh, we're not. We're not. I'm spoiling it, though. So cover your ears. Spoiler. Cover your ears. No one got married. To the point for that, it was.
But somebody did make it to the altar.
Two couples made it to the altar. One, she was like, I can't even go to the altar. I can't even do this. And it was actually kind of an iconic storyline. I'm just going to break it down for you real fast. This girl is rich. This girl is like, well, we could get like a $2.1 million home. Like, I just have to sell my LA home and then we'll just buy another house in Denver. Like, and the guy she fell in love with was not rich. And it was very like, you know, they were honest from the start, but like they looked at homes and these massive fucking $2 million. You get a lot in debt in Colorado for $2
million. Yeah.
And he had a son. This is how they bonded. You're going to love it. Okay. I've seen a lot of like tweets. He has a son with diabetes, like a 6-year-old son. Mm-hmm. And her dad passed away. He had diabetes. So she immediately was like, we have diabetes. And she fell in love with the idea that like we can, I'll connect with your son because my father's probably sending me your son to be his stepmother because of diabetes.
God. Yeah.
And it was sad and heartfelt. And then she like wanted to meet the son. And as the time went on, like he would be like, she's like, well, we'll just get $2 million. Like, you know, and we'll go to Italy and we'll do this. And he's like, it's hard to bring my 6-year-old son to fucking Italy. Like he would just like tell her like, you have a different lifestyle, hon. And it's so funny because like all these people, you know, I see all the tweets and stuff and they're all like, this girl fucking got to get off her diabetes. Like that's the old, she fell in love with this whole diabetes idea. And it's like, you're not looking at real life. And then I'm ruining it. But like, she was like, we don't have the same lifestyle. I can't marry you.
Girl, you're tugging on your heartstrings with the diabetes. And now this guy doesn't have enough money for you.
It was literally like, she was like, I want to travel, blah, blah, blah. Like, it was great.
Was this the woman that was telling him, I like to have freedom. I like to go to dinner. Sometimes I like to do this. And I'm very spontaneous. And you just want to, like, sit home and watch TV all day. I know what I want. And it's not what your lifestyle is. Was that the woman?
I don't think so. But she did criticize him for being a picky eater. And she's an adventurous eater. That bothered her a lot.
That's always on my red flag list.
Like, when they don't eat?
It's just when the only thing they know how to eat is chicken nuggets and pizza. Like that's their two food groups.
No. No, because you're a girl who likes to go out and have a seafood platter and have a dirty martini. And
right.
Maybe you're going to try the duck and like all the food that looks. Oh, my God. Right. We're going to eat so well in Vegas. I already see it. But
yeah. Yeah. I'm putting down the credit card on these dinners. I don't even care.
I just paid the biggest credit card bill of my life from because it was for
when you went to Greece,
where I didn't go to Greece. I went to Portugal. It was the Portugal trip. And I was like, this is the highest my credit card's ever been. Not only did I go on a trip, I bought a Gucci bag. So it was just all on there. And I was like,
the Gucci.
So I've just squeezed it all out of me. But yeah, Vegas, bring it on. I'm ready to put that on there again.
Well, I love that we paid off the credit card. Now it's at a zero balance and now we're ready to go top it off again.
I wouldn't say zero, but it's at a lower balance. I didn't say that. I paid the statement.
Oh my God. Well, no.
Do you get to zero?
I try to, but that's after I've already gotten like a penalty notice and it's like, you better pay because you're past. And I said, all right, let me just pay this off and just, you know, but if I can chip away at it, I do. Sometimes I can only chip away.
I have joined the Jared method and maybe that's the adult where I pay the statement balance on the day it's due. If I can, unless I pay, you know, if I have to pay a little less, I'll make sure I at least pay the minimum. But like I try to pay the statement balance on the day it's due. So that means like it's still there. There's still a balance, but it's not, you know.
Yeah. No, believe me, I get it.
I don't know. Hopefully my credit's not terrible. Who knows?
Listen, these are things that this is our right side of the brain doesn't really think about these sort of things, okay?
Thank you. Yeah, it doesn't. Anyway, RIP Love is Blind Season 9. It was a waste of fucking time, but you bet I'll be tuning in for that reunion next week.
You know that's going to be a shit show. Did somebody say last night that was filmed 2 years ago? Because a year is crazy, but 2 years is nuts. People it have might have fully been new lives. People have babies.
Yeah, no, it might have been. There are rumors. I mean, like I've seen the rumors of people, who like have had new relationships and babies. I'm sorry, I opened my window, so now I'm like too bright. But
I love it. It looks like I am on the other side of the world.
It does.
Why does it look so dark where I am?
I don't know.
Oh my God, you still have the fresh sunlight on you, and it looks like I'm in a dark cave.
It's not really sun, but it's bright. But wait, with Love is Blind, my friend who works on like marketing stuff at Netflix was like last year, because it's usually this time every year, unless they do two seasons. I don't know. They might do one in like 6 months or something, but it was literally a year ago, like Halloween time. I remember doing like watching all of Love is Blind. I was in LA and he told me he was like, they've already shot Denver, and I forget what the next city is. Boston, maybe. He's like, oh, they've already shot two seasons. So that was last year.
That's so insane.
Isn't it?
That's so insane.
It's hard with social media. It's hard because then these people can't really show their lives for a long time on social media, yeah. Right? Which is hard, I think, just as any person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you have to show your life, but if you went on TV for a reality show, you probably are willing to show some stuff online, like, you know.
I cannot believe they still get people to sign up for the show.
For this show?
Yes.
For
Love
any
is Blind.
Of these shows.
Love is Blind, though, is just so brutal. I mean, I think everybody comes out of the experiment just saying, wow, it didn't work for me. And in fact, that was the worst experience of my life, to be honest, because some of these people come out. I don't know.
I think people sign up because the experiment, the idea of the show, I think is brilliant. Like the experiment itself.
Yeah.
Can you find love without looking at a person when all we do is look at people on every app? You know, you're not going to talk to someone in a bar that you don't find attractive. You're not going to swipe on someone you don't find attractive. So I do like the idea of like personality only.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's hard to sustain it after a certain amount of seasons. You're like, these guys go in and they're like, so where's your mom from? You know? And did you say immigrants? Like they're literally trying to like pinpoint like what you look like now.
Which is against the rules. You're not supposed to ask certain things about looks.
No, this season they went all out on race. And like, it was like a lot. And like one girl's like, well, my sister's like the hot blonde. And you're like, okay, she's white. Like, just very, yeah.
There have been other seasons
where they're like, I don't like, you know, bigger girls. And you're like, oh God, this guy thinks she's big because of why? He asked her weight size and that's not on TV. Like, it was just.
How was that allowed? I just don't understand.
I don't know. Anyway.
But crazy. So how many videos did you do overall with Love is Blind content?
Oh, God. I don't know. This season was like, it was like a sketch show, though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
that make out with the blonde. That was so insane.
Did you see the real scene?
I did. Well, on social.
Oh, my God. It was insane. She just kept going back and forth and back and forth and like kissing him. And he was like, so I'll see you in a week. Like she was like, no.
She treated this guy like a tennis ball. He was going back and forth. I felt for him. Right. But it was also his fault for accepting that. At a certain point, you got to say, you're crazy. I'm out of here.
Also, just so you know, she was not his number one. His number one left the show. So then he was like, well, she's my number two. Like, I guess I'll go for her. And I think she might have known that. Like, I don't know. There was drama. But no.
The makeouts was crazy. She was mounted on him.
Mounted. I think I did like 6 videos.
That's really good.
You know, it's fun for me. It's actually like a fun thing
exercise.
For me.
It's an exercise.
I shoot them really fast and I like to cut it. Like, I don't know. I just enjoy, I write them usually. I don't, maybe there was one I just like fucking improvised, but I like to watch the scene and then like write my version.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, some of them I was like, this is too funny. You can't really change much. I'm just going to do a reenactment and add in a couple jokes. But like, it feels like content camp in a weird way.
You called it something last night that was so funny. You're like, I feel like it's finals
it's like
college.
My Super Bowl.
Yeah. No, you said something that was funny.
Grad
to school.
I treat Love is Blind like my grad school.
Yeah. No, I love that. And every video is a project that you have to finish.
It is. And here's the other thing. Because the way they release the episodes, like I always feel pressure. I have to do this before Wednesday because Wednesday is when they release new episodes. So that's also like...
Mm-hmm.
It was good because I think I was in a little bit of like a rut and I'm like, I don't know what I want to post. And then when Love is Blind happens, I'm like, oh, I have something to live for.
Things to live for. Love is Blind. Yeah. Not exactly for me because I just get tired of these people. I just think I know that they're not going anywhere. So I can't make it a priority. But I love watching the spoofs. Like that's my favorite part of Love is Blind is just watching everybody's reactions.
Netflix hasn't reached out to hire me to do anything because not only do people say I watched the season because of your stupid videos.
Yeah.
But the cast, I've talked to all the people I've done almost. The guys are like, oh, my God, I love your videos because like. Me doing them is like so stupid and silly. Like there are so many, like, you know, these TikToks that have podcasts and stuff that are really breaking down everything and kind of like, you know, it's it's mean. It's like, you know, they're talking like this guy sucks or whatever. And like, I'm just fucking putting on a wig and doing them. But
yeah.
So they're always grateful for my videos in a way, like mm-hmm. which is like, oh, good. You can laugh at yourself. We love a self-aware person like that. That's fun.
See, that's what's good about it.
Yeah. So we're just manifesting one day Netflix will be like, Anna, get in here.
You've got to do the recaps or definitely hosting all of the like the reunion recaps, like when the hosts, when the cast all gets together. That's so up your alley. That's what they should be hiring you for.
They really should. Or even just to come in and like roast them a little bit.
Oh,
like,
my God. Love Is Blind. Why don't they do a roast every year?
They should.
Then
instead, they've got serious Nick and Vanessa, super serious, being like, so tell me, Andrea.
I can't with them.
You fell in love with his diabetic son.
And then she looks at Nick. Nick, if I had a child with diabetes before you met me, would you still? And she like loves to test him about their love for each other.
Did you see the video of the promo for like the finale or whatever, or like the reunion that she did with? And that her and Nick did.
Oh, yes. And they're in two separate rooms or something.
They did not shoot together. Yeah. And she's like, where is my husband? He's late. Where and they're like, we don't know. And then he's like, I was watching football. And I'm like, who
wrote this? Who produced this and wrote this?
I can't.
Who approved of this?
And then they were like, well, I would never ghost you. Tune into the Love is Blind reunion. And I was like, what the fuck?
No.
And it was like they're trying to do the SNL sketch like before, you know, Saturday when they do like who the host is.
Little promo. And they just did not go about it the right way. Listen,
did not.
Some are misses.
Whatever.
But that's okay. And then you're also watching Dancing with the Stars. We need a little bit of a recap on that because Eladia, which if we were doing Big Wigs, we would have already recapped this. But this was like the biggest thing to come out.
She was out like a couple weeks ago.
I think it was round dos.
Yeah, she was out early.
Yeah, and nobody expected it because, as you know,
she's a good dancer.
She's an amazing dancer. She's trained, sweetie.
Yeah. But, you know, Love is Blind is half audience votes. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It happened on American Idol, too. There were amazing. Look at Jennifer Hudson, Oscar winner Jennifer Hudson.
True.
Got kicked off because she didn't get the votes, you know? Like,
true. It has to come. It's down to the votes.
It comes down to the votes. Unfortunately, that's, you know, comes down to your followers. It doesn't come down to talent all the time. Like, it just sucks that numbers mean more than, like, the actual talent. Yeah, but she was out. I got to say, Andy Richter, still going strong.
I love to see this out of Andy.
We've got the Fandies on TikTok. I'm on a lot of Dancing with the Stars TikTok.
Fandies.
The Fandies. That's and they cute. Love, they're voting him in. It's so funny,
what
though?
Is it about Andy that they love? They just love
he's
the
charming.
Dedication.
He's funny. He's okay. Charming. His TikToks are funny. He did the funniest TikTok today. I don't know if you saw it, where he was like me walking in after getting like staying in the show, me walking into the producers of Dancing with the Stars, and they're all like, and they're all like, no, another week of you. It's funny. And he's like holding a Louis Vuitton bag. And it was very, his TikToks have been on like really funny. He's charming and he's a good performer.
Mm-hmm.
He knows he's like, I never thought I'd make it this far. I'm not a good dancer, but he's getting better. I thought his Wicked Week was really good. It was Wicked Week, FYI. And next, yeah, it was, I don't know if I'm getting to go to the dance, to the ballroom. I'm trying so hard to go, but I'm not going to be in LA until it's the same time I went last year.
Okay. The time you're going now?
I went last year to the semifinals, and it's going to be the semifinals week when I'm going to be in LA. And I'm like, please,
it's
universe,
perfect.
Please let me go. I know, but it's the show has gotten so popular that like my connect there, who's a producer on the show, is like, I'm trying for you. I don't know yet.
Mm. Okay.
Pray for me, guys. Everyone who's listening, pray for me. I like drool over going to the ballroom. It's like so, because I'm going to be on the show. It's so fun.
Of course.
Yeah.
And then who else? Steve Irwin's son. We love him.
Robert Irwin is crushing
it. Rob Irwin.
Dylan Efron is crushing it.
Is he a trained dancer or he's just very athletic?
He's really good. I don't know. He keeps saying I have no dance training. And I'm
yeah,
like,
please. I'm not
did
buying
he sneak
it.
Into a couple of Zac Efron classes like.
Yeah. Did you ever see Zac Efron in High School Musical? I mean, the moves.
Yeah. Greatest Showman. Hello.
When he skips the water.
He's
so good.
I'm not
gonna stop. That is my plan.
Elaine is doing amazing. I love her. Elaine Hendricks.
Mm-hmm.
She's crushing it. She did Defying Gravity. Just go watch it on YouTube. Just go watch the dances from this week.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was great. Yeah. I can't. It's such an entertaining show. I can't get enough.
It actually is. I mean, I don't know what they did before social media though, because every single person does, like, it's required of them to do TikToks before their dances. And I feel like that's where I feel like I'm watching the show, because I'm just watching all of their recaps and the remembrance episode, the
dedication night.
Dedication night. My God. I mean,
you do know a lot for having not watched, which is hilarious.
I'm like, I keep up with the shit, you know? Yeah. I'm keeping it up. But then to actually watch it, yeah, no. No. But I'm watching the clips.
Okay, wait.
It's crazy.
We need to talk about something, because you were like, I have a sign on my head. Are you making, I mean, aside from flirting with all the security guards you run into, like, are you making friends? What does that mean?
I don't know what it is. It's a big part of my personality, but it's coming out even way more now. I don't know it's not even a single thing, because I'm really not trying to flirt with people. But recently, people have just been opening themselves up to me, and I don't know if I have a very inviting face but two times today.
You have inviting energy.
And I'll always be like super kind. Yesterday, I was at the bar before we went to Amanda's show, and I'm sitting there.
I was late. And she goes, don't worry, I have friends.
I was like, oh, don't worry. I met a woman that's actually going to the show. This is amazing. Like, what are the chances? I mean, we were right around the corner from Gramercy. But I sat down. I said, oh, my God, is this seat taken? She's like, oh, no, I'm on a solo date. The seat is totally open. I said, You know what? I love a solo date. And I'm so proud of you.
I also love a woman who says that. Yeah. She's like, no, I'm taking myself out on a solo date.
She's like, I'm taking myself out on a solo date. I work for Macallan. It's right around the corner. And I just had myself a delicious little Cosmo. And then I had a beer. And the rosé, don't order that. I mean, she gave me the full rundown.
She's been there for quite a few.
She's been hanging out. Well, once I started realizing, I was like, wait a minute, I was counting it. I was like, she's having herself a solo date. Okay.
Literally.
She's drinking for two, having a solo date. Sounds like me.
YOLO.
She's at the bar, and we found out that she was going to the show afterwards. Anyway, that stuff happens all the time to me. I don't know. Like, today I met a woman, older woman. I know everything about her, Anna. Okay. This is a 2-minute interaction. Older woman, I would say in her 70s, late 70s, early 80s. She has a surgery coming up. I said, oh my gosh, I'm wishing you all the well on the surgery.
Can you set the scene? Where were you?
Setting the scene. She's in line. She's taking a long time because she ordered a large drink and she can't decide if she wants
it. Are you at Starbucks?
I'm at Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, okay. Thank you for clarifying for me.
For the Starbucks girl? Yeah.
The face of Starbucks, yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts, there's nobody in there, right? It's around 1 p.m., so it's not popping off. It's not the rush hour. So she's in there taking her dandy little time. She's deciding if she wants 5 pumps or 6 pumps. Of the flavoring. She's doing pumpkin today. This is big for her, okay?
Thursday.
She's lactose intolerant. She's not supposed to have the whip, but she's going wild. She's going buck crazy and she's getting the whip.
Oh, girl. That's going to hit.
It's going to hit. But she goes, but don't worry. I'm going home and I'll deal with that later. I said, yes, you will.
You go, honey, Papa lactate. Jesus.
So she goes, she keeps on apologizing to me. She goes, I'm so sorry. I'm usually not like this, but I just got a lot going on. You know,
people who say that, they're usually like this.
Oh yeah, always. And it's so funny though. But I said, oh my God, girl, I've got nowhere to go. It's like, take your time. Let me help you decide. So I'm helping her decide. And
no, you're not.
We decide on like the 5 pumps, you know? And she's like, God, you know, my husband passed 7 years ago and I actually went to the doctor today and I started crying because I realized he's not going to be with me at my surgery. She's got a 47-year-old son who's divorced, broken up from the mother of his child. And he is going to be the one that's going with her. Anna, I know everything about her. Okay. I could write a whole biography. She's an Aries rising. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Amazing woman. But that, and then I went to the park today. I went did a little hot girl walk with my mom and we met this man. He stopped me because I was taking a picture of a chipmunk in a tree. It was the cutest little scene. He's like, what do you see here? I go, oh, it's a chipmunk. It's an adorable little chipmunk.
What do you see here?
He's like, what do you see? Like, what are you taking a picture of? I said, oh, you see that adorable chipmunk that's in its little home? And I mean, we had, he must have talked to us for 40 minutes.
Wow.
He's a child therapist. He's worked in the New Jersey school district for years. I mean, I know everything about these people.
Here's
Anna.
The thing. You're in the burbs right now.
Yeah. People have time, right?
People have the time and energy to like, to go to Dunkin' Donuts, make a friend, you know? Here, it's like, where's my fucking coffee? The train is leaving in 2 minutes. If I don't get my coffee, I'm going to miss that train. And then I'm going to be mad. So I'm mad. I'm not talking to anyone.
You're so right. Because these two instances today, I'm thinking, oh my God, why do people say that East Coast or like Upper East Coast people are so mean? But it's exactly that. In the city, they've got places to go. We have 2 seconds. Boom, boom, boom. But yeah, in Jersey, in the suburbs, it's such a different speed. But I'm so close.
You can find a chipmunk feeding their family.
Wait, I have to show you the picture of the chipmunk.
You better post this on Big Wigs.
Anna?
You guys, this is where I go, is Andrea okay? She's outside taking photos of the chipmunks. Wait, I can't see it. Oh, it's in like a little hole.
Yes.
Oh, it's so Snow White. And
it's, you know, so Snow White.
Disney, yeah.
Look at that right there.
Oh, look
at that.
That's a good photo.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I get it.
Right. I mean, I took 6 photos of my dogs today, just being, you know?
Just living, just vibing, living. Just being, existing. And that's what I was doing. So if you see me on the street, just know that I will talk to you for an hour and I will know your life story because I live for that. And I don't know what it is.
Never forget on the cruise, literally the night, I think I had a show and I couldn't find my performer pass and we saw these people at the bar and Andrea's going off and having a whole conversation and I go, I can't find my performer pass. I have to go to the 6th floor. I have to go talk to someone to get it. I don't even know if the office is open. And they were immediately like, okay, she's not fun. She's okay.
And I excused us. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Excuse me. We've got to go handle some business here. But I'll see you guys back here for drinks
later.
They're
like, you want to do a shot? She's like, yes, let's do a shot.
Please cut me off, okay?
I was like, where's my license? No.
Yeah. But we did it. We lost your pass. And I was like, don't worry. They'll let you in. You could use my pass.
I want to tell you, I'm not the Grinch. The Grinch.
You're really
not. I do
not.
Make a lot of friends, actually. I made a friend at the fundraiser I hosted last week.
Tell your story about your friend.
Did you know this?
No.
Okay, so it was a monsoon the other week when I hosted this lovely fundraiser for Emily's Entourage in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And great organization. They're raising money for cystic fibrosis. And so anyway, I couldn't wear my outfit to the event. Why did it just get so dark in your room? Why does it look like this is like a... I'm day and you're night. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Things are popping up for me. And okay, I need the light on my screen. Like, this is what, but it looks like I'm having a slumber party and I'm in somebody's basement. I'm really nervous. I'm at a campground.
She's stuck in a bunker somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was pouring rain. And I was like, I can't wear heels and like a dress with sequins to like, you know what I mean? I was driving there from the city because it was like near the city, but whatever. And I had said, is there somewhere I can change? I assume it's a nice venue. You know, they were like, oh yeah, we have bathrooms, whatever. So I brought my dress. It's a monsoon. It's pouring rain. I was like, I have to put my hair up. Like I can't even. Yeah. And my dress I can't zip it all myself. You know, it's one of those dresses. I need a hand. Mm-hmm. I need a hand to zip. So I figure, whatever, I'll just get dressed. I go into the bathroom. It's like a bathroom at like an amusement park where it's like cement floor, 50 stalls.
Yeah.
Has it been cleaned? Was there a softball game here earlier? I'm shocked because it's like, I imagine inside, because we were in these like nice tents.
Yeah.
But I imagine, which is hard in the rain, inside the actual like place was probably a much nicer bathroom. Maybe not. I don't know. The bathroom was like, I'm at a fucking softball game. I'm trying to get into sequins and tights. And I was like sweating, trying to put on my outfit.
Porta potty situation, not for us.
Literally. And I go to the sink to like put on lip gloss. And I'm just like standing there. My dress is half unzipped because I need someone. And in walks someone, kid you not, 1985, holding a fucking boombox over their shoulder, bopping, blasting a song.
I love the scene.
Like, slow motion. And I turn, I look over. I go, what's
going on?
I'm the only person in this huge bathroom.
Yeah.
And she walks in holding her boombox. And I look over. And she's got a wig on that looks like a cartoon character. It's like a hard wig, you know what I mean? Like a head that has like this hair that like kind of like Pippi Longstocking.
Yes.
Out. And she's got a pink sequin, like Luann blazer. And she's in a fit. Okay. Talk about, she is in a fit.
For the fundraiser?
I don't know. So I was there early for like a sound check. So I'm standing there and I'm thinking, this is iconic. Is this for me? Is this like my fairy godmother? Like, what the fuck is happening right now? And like, she brought the vibes. The music was vibing.
Love her.
And I have a video that we should put. We should post a whole carousel of shit we talked about today on this on Big Wigs because I took a video. I like pretended to be videoing myself in the mirror, like taking a selfie, but I really just
was trying to get her phone, trying to get some footage. Yeah,
got the song, got the outfit, you know, for her. She's also like maybe 80 years old. Okay, 75, 80 years old.
Who is this woman? I want to be her. I see my future.
And
it's
I was
bright.
Like. I go, you look amazing. And she goes, you look amazing. I love your dress. Love. I go, thank you so much. Do you mind helping zip it for me?
This is what I'm talking about. Yes. Human
immediate
to human.
Best friend.
Yes.
So she zips my dress and I go, oh my God, I love your outfit. You know, how she asks, how are you involved in this? And I said, oh, I'm hosting tonight. And she's like, oh, I said, and you. And she worked for the family. She was a nurse for one of their daughters for 15 years. And I was like, oh. She's a saint, you know,
amazing.
And I don't know if she was retired, but she's like, and I wear this outfit every year for this event. And I was like, you look great.
Fabulous.
I love it. She's like, you brought the music. She's like, yeah, we need some good energy, you know. And
yeah.
And
of course,
because it's kind of a sad event. Mostly I brought mm-hmm. the comedy, but and she brought the looks. And her name was Mag. And she was so sweet. And I said, I love this. I'm so glad I met you. You know, thank you for zipping me up and playing the music. And we took
love
a selfie
it.
In the mirror. We took a photo in the mirror.
Yeah.
And she was great. I was so glad I ran into her. I was like, wow. Well, I love that. I hope when I'm, you know, that at that age, I'm like fucking vibing. And like, I don't care. I'm going to bring my boombox.
You're going to be vibrant. I just love that she was carrying a boombox. Like, was this a part of the outfit or she just needed it for the vibes?
I don't think she had it. She wasn't, there was like live music after there was a whole gala.
Love
so
it.
Like
her boombox was not necessary, but it was
just to get ready.
It was the precursor. It's the pre-party.
It was
you
so
see,
funny.
I love that. And this is what I always encourage people. I just think we're losing because of our phones. We're losing the ability to just have human on human interaction. No one knows how to start a conversation. They think it's weird. They're embarrassed. No, don't be. If you want to talk to somebody or you want to start a conversation, it's not weird.
No. But if it is weird, I think it's respectful to be like, it's so nice to meet you.
Bye. Yeah. Of course. There is a time and a place. And there sometimes people don't have a cutoff. And you can politely say, okay, I'm so sorry. I've got to run. I've got something. But
totally.
I do think that we've lost that sort of ability. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. It's the phones. We rely so heavily on texting and that screen between us.
Yeah, that is true. When I was single, my phone died and I was at a juice place and I literally had to sit there drinking my smoothie because I was going somewhere. So it was like, and that's when I met a guy and I ended up hooking up with him and dating him.
Stop.
And you know why?
Not a
I literally
love story
sat there
from a
and
juice
I go,
bar.
I'm not even kidding you. I think the first he said like, hey, is the seat taken or whatever? And I was like, no. And then I think
taken?
He saw me going like staring at my dead phone.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, I probably the first thing I said was, do you have a phone charger?
You know what? You know what? At least it started the conversation. That's all I asked for.
What if he did and he was like, let's make her sweat. No, I don't have one, but I'll talk to you.
Fully knowing that he has a phone charger. No, I don't. Your phone's going to stay dead.
That would
be
so funny if he had one. And I'm like, wait, you deprived me of a phone charger so I would talk to you? Smart.
Yeah, smart. Honestly, good move. Good play.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Anyway, if you see us at BravoCon,
anyway, we're clearly
ready
pumped.
To talk to you. I won't.
We're ready to have a conversation with you. Obviously, yeah. That's crazy. And
that's it, right? Do we have any more?
That's a wrap.
So fun.
Listen, I've got. I look like the lights have shut off. I can't pay a damn light bill to save my life.
Yeah, where's your like room light?
It's been off. You know, because at the time winter's coming.
Like,
winter's coming.
Yeah.
Sundown is now at the ripe hour of 4 o'clock. I go into hibernation at this point.
I kind of love it because I'm like, ooh, it's nighttime.
Ooh,
it's
soup
nighttime
season.
Person. Yeah. All right. Well, this was fun. You guys, do us a favor. Help us bring back Big Wigs in a big way. I know that we've been saying this, but like, it's really hard to get on a network with full support, and we're doing our best. And you know, we're doing live shows, we're doing BravoCon, like we're not nowhere. So we'll be updating you. We're gonna try and come back weekly while we can, and we'll bring you some more characters. We got some Chris and Court's in the can, ready to go.
Chris and Court content. Yes, I know, we really do. And especially after Amanda's show, I mean, we gotta pump it out.
Pump it. Yeah.
So that's what's happening. And then keep up with us because BravoCon is coming up. It's right around the corner. I mean, we both got our, we've got our flights ready to go.
Yeah.
And we're locking down our hotel soon.
If you're in New York City, come to New York Comedy Fest on November 11th. I'm doing my old show with my friend Ben, yes. Celebrity Drop-In. So it's a great lineup, great stand-up show. Come November 11th. Chelsea Music Hall, which is now owned by The Stand. So the name is changing. Oh. So it's Stand Presents. Just go to Instagram and check for tickets. Yeah.
Hit up the show. Love you guys. We are planning to be back weekly. So this is the official, unofficial jumpstart to Big Wigs season 2.
And Dre will find a light before next week. So.
And someone will pay the light bill in this place. And I will be back to regularly scheduled programming and lighting.
Love you, doll.
Can't wait.
Sweetie.
Yeah, baby. Listen, Kaylin's back in the house. Don't forget it.
I can't handle it.
Chris, guess what's coming up? Thanksgiving.
Oh, God. I'm thankful for the daughters you gave me, but I don't want to hang out in the same room.
Chris, I'll bring the yams. I know you like that cranberry from a can. Stop playing.
Oh, God,
with me.
I do.
Exactly. Listen, guys, we love you so much. We'll see you next week. All right.